Why don't you stand and turn over to Deuteronomy chapter 8. I'm going to try to take my time this morning because, you know, I'll probably be teaching on this for the next couple Sundays, but I really want to talk to you about prospering. Amen? Because God's will, God's desire for your life is to prosper. Amen? That's God's will, God's desire for your life. He wants you to prosper financially as well as in all other areas of life. Deuteronomy chapter 8, starting with verse 8, we're going to go down through verse 18. So, amen. Let's start with verse 9. Start with verse 9, all right? A land in which you will eat bread without scarcity. God is a God of abundance, by the way. I just got to tell you that. Amen? God is a lavish God. God is a God of abundance. He is not a stingy God. Amen? And God is no respecter of persons. Just want to let you know that, all right? Bread without scarcity in which you will lack nothing, no lack. A land whose stones are iron out of whose hills you can dig copper. Lord, you are good. When you have eaten and are full, then you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which he has given you. Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments, his judgments, and his statutes, which I command you today. Lest when you have eaten and are full and have built beautiful houses, notice it just didn't say house, it said houses, and dwell in them. And when your herds and your flocks multiply, everybody say multiply, and your silver and your gold are multiplied, say multiplied, amen. And all that you have is, God is in the multiplication business. That is what God does. God, from the very beginning, God is in increase. Amen. A seed was meant for increase. A seed was meant for increase. God plants seeds in things and they multiply. They increase, all right? Man. When your hearts are lifted up and you forget the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, who led you through that great and terrible wilderness in which you were fiery serpents and scorpions and thirsty land where there was no water, who brought water for you and out of the flinty rock, who fed you in the wilderness with manna which your fathers did not know that he might humble you, that he might test you to do you good in the end. God is always about good. Then you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand have gained me this wealth. What you think about it, go back to that just a moment. I don't mean to keep you standing. We're gonna hold up our Bibles in a second, but I got to do a little teaching because I just don't want to go by this. There is a difference between the world's way and the Word's way. There's a difference between the world's economic system and God's economic system. There is a vast, vast difference. Most of the world are on the world system. I'm going to try to get to this in the teaching today, and they're not on God's economic system. Most of the world are generating their thoughts from worldly economic thoughts instead of from Word economic thoughts. There is a vast difference. I want to tell you that right now, and you need to understand that. That is something that you have got to grasp as a believer, amen? Then you say in your heart, my power and my might of my hand have gained me this wealth. That is the world's economic system. My sweat, my hard work, all of this that I've done has got me this. And it will. It will. There is a worldly way that produces wealth. Y'all hearing me this morning? Yeah. Next verse. And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the power, the anointing, the blessing to get wealth that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers as it is this day, that he may establish his covenant. God's way is that his covenant may be established through what he has given us. Amen? Hold up your Bible this morning. Let's say it like we mean it. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. and I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess my mind is clear, my heart is open to receive God's word, and I will never be the same, never, never the same, in Jesus' name, amen. Turn around, give somebody a high five and say, prosperity is mine. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, some believers may know that God truly wants to bless them in the area of finances. But not all believers know that. Most believers have a religious mentality when it comes to finance. And what I mean by that is, you know, you can't have anything and still be spiritual. Because the minute you've got something, there goes your spirituality out of the door. That is such a wrong understanding of what God's word clearly says about money. God's word clearly says that he wants to prosper us. And when you look at the patriarchs in the Bible and you begin to study them out, and we'll go through maybe some during this little teaching I'm going to be doing, but you're going to see that Abraham, Isaac, David, Solomon, I think Solomon's wealth in today's standard, I looked it up the other day, listen to this, don't let this blow your mind too bad, but $2.2 trillion. He was given over $40 million a month in gold. $2.2 trillion. And God didn't have a problem with it. God does not have a problem with you having money. In fact, God wants you to have money. And the key to this whole thing is the reason God wants you to have money is so he can establish his covenant here upon this earth so that people can hear the good news of Jesus Christ, that he is a good, good God, full of grace and full of mercy. That's why God desires you to have it so that you can be a channel from which it flows through. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know about you, but I want to be that channel because I have a need to give. I feel like Jerry Maguire. Show me the money. Why? Because we have a need to give. It's not about the need to get as much as it is the need to give. Because giving can change people's life in a moment. Giving gives people a new perspective, believe me, because most people think that you're out to get them instead of out to bless them. The Bible not only tells us, most religious people say, oh, we're only supposed to be spiritually rich. It was all spiritual things in the Bible, and you're only supposed to be spiritual. Well, we are spiritually rich. How many know we are spiritually rich? Amen. But not only are we spiritually rich, God says, I want to make you financially rich as well. I want you to be financially blessed and in a place where money is not an issue to you. Amen. And that all your needs are met and you have more than enough to give. That's where God wants you to be at. Amen. I want to look at a scripture this morning. Look at Proverbs 10:22. Look at Proverbs 10:22. Can we put this up in the Amplified, guys? Can you truly do that? Amplified, Proverbs 10:22. Look at this. Amen. And you should, Proverbs, we're still back there at 8:18. Proverbs 10:22. Amplified, there we go. The blessing of the Lord, it makes what? Truly rich. Everybody say truly. Truly rich, and he adds no sorrow with it, neither does toiling increase it. Neither does toiling increase it. The blessing of the Lord. We are in, if you're a believer today, and we're going to go through this, you are in the blessing of the Lord. But do you know, I know rich people today who have worked off of the world system, and there is truly sorrow with their riches. They're not happy. In fact, they're mad. They believe everybody's out to get them, take advantage of them, take their money, because they covet their money more than they do anything else. It's not money that is the problem, it's the love of money that's the problem. And when you're working off the world system, it's a love of money and not the blessing that I receive in order to bless somebody else, amen, off of this. And it's not if everything went away tomorrow, I'd still have joy in my life because I know God is my joy, amen. And money is just a tangible thing that God allows me to use while I'm here in this life. But those people commit suicide, freak out, fall apart. If you touch their money, you're touching their heart. Jesus said, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And so I know millionaires today that are not happy people, not joyous people, because they've got their money out of a world system instead of out of God's plan and system for their lives. So you say, Pastor, how much do I need? Enough. More than enough. How much do I need? More than enough. Enough to pay your bills if you have them. Actually, God's plan is for you not to have any bills and be out of debt. But as long as you're in America, you can pay off your house, you're still going to have taxes. So you're always going to need money to pay your taxes. And you're going to have a light bill because you don't own the light company yet, right? Amen. And you're going to have all these other little things going on. So you need enough to take care of you, and also not only take care of you, but you need enough to sow and give. Because by sowing and giving, we establish His kingdom, and that seed comes back to us. But there are people that are working so hard today trying to earn the buck. See, God wants you in a place of assignment. Now, that place may be Walmart. But if Walmart is taking care of your needs, and you've got more than enough to not only take care of your needs, but to sow and to give, you can be very happy working at Walmart. Y'all hear what I'm saying? But one of the... Hello, y'all here? Do y'all get that? You understand? God's got an assignment for you. Whoever your assignment is at, it's where your blessing is at. Amen? And it shouldn't be toil. It shouldn't be laborsome. You should enjoy it if you're working at Walmart. You shouldn't be complaining. You should be enjoying it. But if it's toil, if it's hard, if people are coming down on you and you feel like this is not the place for me, then that's not your assignment where you need to be at. Because your assignment should be a place that you enjoy being at. Oh, that's good preaching. Turn to somebody and say, are you getting that this morning? Amen. You know, it doesn't mean that you don't labor, but you have a sweatless labor. You enjoy what you're doing. Amen. It could be digging a ditch, but you enjoy digging that ditch, and it's taking care of your needs, your family needs, and your household needs, and everything else, but it's your assignment, and you're enjoying digging that ditch. Because you got some other ditch diggers around you that you can share the gospel. Every job you get may not be that perfect job, but God's got transition for you as well. Amen. You might be transitioning from this one to that one because you're on assignment. You got to look at it from the point that I'm on assignment wherever I go. Hallelujah. Boy, that's some good teaching, man. Praise God. Hallelujah. So you don't put down somebody that's working at Walmart and you're working at Lily's. You may be making $100,000 a year. They may be making $35,000 a year, but they're happy where they are. They're enjoying it. It's taking care of their family. And you know what? God can raise them up in their assignment to become the top manager and district manager and head of Walmart because they're enjoying it so much. You need to find enjoyment in your assignment. And God will bless you in your assignment. Hallelujah. Turn to somebody and say, He's preaching to you. It's the blessing of the Lord that makes truly rich. It's not your job. It's God's blessing on you. When you walk into a place, atmosphere should shift and change because of you. Because of the anointing, the blessing is not on your job. The blessing is in you, on you. And when you go into a place of assignment, you go into that place and you believe that God's going to change the atmosphere of that place. Now, there's some atmospheres that won't change because of those that are in control, but you pray for them and believe God's going to change their heart. Hello? And if you're there for just a season, then you're there for a season. Amen. You say, thank God for the season. God's got a new season for me. Amen. Praise God. But everywhere you go as a believer, you're on assignment. And I really believe that God wants everybody to have their own business, by the way. I really do believe that. I believe that God has put entrepreneurial spirit in us, and God wants you to have your own business, because I'm telling you, working for somebody else doesn't always cut it. Can I get an amen? Y'all get anything yet? Look at Proverbs 8:18. Riches and honor are with me. Riches and honor are with me. Riches and honor are with God. God is in you. You have God. Riches and honor are with you this morning. Honor is with you this morning. Hallelujah. That's awesome. God wants to honor, wants to bless you. Enduring wealth and righteousness, uprightness in every area and relation, and right standing with God. That's good. That's how the Amplified. Look at that. Read that. Concentrate on that. Meditate on that. Riches and honor are with you. Wherever you go, blessing is upon you. The blessing doesn't leave you because you leave a job. The blessing goes with you wherever you are. Amen. Blessings all over me wherever I go. And I go, man, when I walk into Walmart, I walk in on assignment. I don't go there just to pick up some bread and jelly or whatever I'm going for. I'm going in on assignment. God has got somebody there for me at Walmart to share that day about Jesus. I look for those opportunities. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Riches and honor are with me, enduring wealth and righteousness, uprightness in every area and relation. Every area and relation. My relations are blessed. Amen? I'm there to be a blessing to somebody's life. I want to be a blessing to somebody's life. Amen? Not only financially, but full of wisdom and grace and consulting. I desire, as a believer, to be a blessing to people's lives. The blessing should flow out of you. Amen. Praise God. Psalms 112, 1 through 3. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The blessing is not only for you, but for your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren. Amen. Said they're going to be mighty on the earth. Hallelujah. Expect much more out of your kids than you. Hello? Amen. God's blessings upon them, upon their lives. Amen. His seed should be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be what? Blessed. Psalm 112, 1 through 3. Wealth and riches shall be where? In his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Wealth and riches are going to be in your house. God wants to provide you wealth and riches. 2 Corinthians 8:9. For you are becoming progressively acquainted with and recognizing more strongly and clearly the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. How many are doing that? I love that rendition. Amen. How many are knowing and understanding and seeing more clearly and receiving more of God's grace? Woo! That is an awesome verse. Amen. We're receiving more of God's grace. We're getting more of God's grace, more revelation of it. It is awesome, man. Thank you, Lord, for that. Clearly, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, it goes on to say, his kindness. This is in the Amplified, guys, if you want to put it up. His kindness. His gracious generosity. God is not stingy. God's grace is so good. I'm going to show you that in a minute. It is so amazing, church, when we focus on that. his undeserved favor and spiritual blessings, in that though he was so very rich, yet for your sake he became so very poor, in order that by his poverty you might become enriched, abundantly supplied. We serve a God in abundance. Abundant supplying God. Abundant supplying in every area of our lives. There may be seasons we go through that we don't understand, but you know what? God is always good. He is always there. He is always supplying in every area of our life, and we praise him through it. The promises in these verses are even for those in third world countries. The blessing doesn't stop in the United States. Hello? The blessing is everywhere that believers are that recognize it. When they recognize God's goodness and his grace in their life, God raises them up even in third world countries. God has got people of outstanding substance in third world countries because of the blessing upon their life. Amen? Hallelujah. Notice in Proverbs 10:22, put that back up. It doesn't tell us a good job or a good economy makes a person rich. It doesn't tell us a degree from an exclusive university makes a person rich. It doesn't tell us that a resume full of worldly credentials makes a person rich. What it says is the blessing of the Lord makes a person rich. A Christian has to realize that the blessing of the Lord is the power, the anointing, and the ability that he gives us, and the wisdom to get wealth. Genesis 1:28. What I'm saying is Christians have to realize the blessing of the Lord and the power contained in the blessing makes one rich, amen, and blessed. And God releases the blessing in Genesis 1:28. Look what he says. And God said to them, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, subdue it, using all its vast resources in the services of God and man, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and over every living creature that moves upon the earth. God blessed them, and the blessing was to be fruitful and multiply. God is in the fruitful and multiplying business. And the blessing has the fruit and the multiplication attached to it. And we are in the blessing and walk in the blessing because of Jesus. Amen and amen. Woo! Hallelujah. And then the Bible said God rested on the seventh day. He blessed the whole earth. He blessed them. He blessed Adam and Eve. He blessed the whole earth. And then he rested on the seventh day because he said it is finished. What's finished? The blessing. The blessing is there for everyone to enjoy. Amen? You hear what I'm saying? So I want this teaching this morning to cause you to realize from now on that God's will from the very beginning of his creation was that his children be blessed, and that's never changed. That has never changed. Amen? Hallelujah. Never changed. Adam fell. And the Bible said that when sin entered in, that Adam worked by the sweat of his brow. The blessing was lifted off of him. But God is such a good God. Grace is not only in the New Covenant teaching. Grace is found throughout the entire Bible. Do you realize that? God's heart is grace. Turn to somebody and say, God's heart is grace. God's heart is great. God's heart is always reaching out, always there to sustain you, always there to help you. Look at Genesis chapter 6, amen? Actually, look at Genesis chapter 9, verse 1. God started over again with his plan to bless mankind through Noah's family. Look at what he said, Genesis 9, 1. And God pronounced a what? What? You know, if you'd been God, you'd given up. Adam fell, you'd say, that's it, I'm done, forget. No more blessing. You all just work out of the sweat of your brow all your life. Just sweat it, baby. God said, no, that's not my way. I want my creation to have a sweatless anointing, and it's through the blessing of the Lord. Again, it doesn't mean that there's no effort put forth. But you enjoy so much what you're doing, it seems effortless. It's effort. I'm enjoying this so much. God's grace is on me. It's, man, I love what I do. Amen. I love it. I love what I do. I would do it for nothing, but they're paying me. Y'all hear what I'm saying? How many, let me ask you something. Don't raise your hand. How many really love your job? Don't raise your hand. I pray you do. If you don't, God's got something good for you that you want to enjoy and can enjoy. Amen? God's got a sweatless anointing. And when you walk into that place, man, you light up. It's awesome. Praise God. Amen. You just, every day you get up, you look forward to going in and doing that. Your creativity is involved in that. And just like, wow, you look up and it's 6 o'clock in the evening and you didn't realize, where did the day go? What an awesome day. Instead of, oh, God, where's that clock? 5 minutes. Oh, 5 minutes, Lord, passed by. Oh, Jesus, help me, Lord. Oh, 5 more minutes. Only 5 minutes for me, like 5 hours. Help me, Jesus. Help me get out of this place. Help me, Lord. Amen. And you're a clock watcher all the time. That is not enjoying life. And you get home and you're tired and you're angry and you're upset and you kick the cat. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Just don't kick your wife. Amen. Man, and you just go through this life, you know, day after day, and, you know, 30 years goes by and you die. And you didn't enjoy anything. And it took you out. You need to start enjoying life. Amen. And, you know, so much of this has to do with attitude. It has to do with attitude. Amen. God meant men to enjoy life. God meant men, you are to put effort in a job, but the effort doesn't mean that I'm wore out at the end of the day. The effort means I enjoy what I'm doing. I enjoy it so much, man, it's awesome, and they're paying me for it. God pronounced a blessing upon Noah, upon his sons. He said, be fruitful and multiply. Shem, Ham, and Japheth represented the entire human race. God said, I am again blessing the nations of the world. You know, we came from them guys. Do you realize that? Hello? Two of the sons, Ham and Japheth, according to tradition, departed from God's way just like Adam. And instead of obeying him and trusting the blessing to prosper them, they started their own system of commerce, which we have today as a world system. It's toiling for a living. Hello? It's out to get the other one. It's thinking everybody's out to get me. It's based in materialism, and they call it prosperity. And I guarantee if you work hard enough, you can be prosperous in this system. But it brings a lot of stuff with it that you don't want. Divorce, heartache, all types of things. Because it's that love of money. The love of money, money becomes your God instead of God becoming your God. And the love of money is the root of all evil. Money is not evil. It's that love for it in this worldly system that we have. And people that love it want you to know about it. And they like to know how much they got. You know, some of the greatest people in the world never tell you how much they got in their bank account. Look at Psalm 73:12. You don't believe this? Look at this scripture. Behold, there are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. What? They do. Because there's a world system set up for that. But there's God's system. Amen? And God's system and the blessing is much greater than the world system. And God will put you in the position where you're enjoying what you're doing. And you can make a lot of money enjoying what you're doing, amen? Be blessed in what you're doing. And you know, a lot of money to you may not be a lot of money to everybody else. That's why we don't judge on what people have as an income. You know, $100,000 to you may seem like, hallelujah, that is, man, it's awesome. $100,000 to somebody else, that's peanuts. But we don't judge on that, right? It is good, man. Amen. Notice the Bible says they increase in riches. It means that it's all up to them if they are going to prosper and increase in riches. I'm a self-made person. Boy, I know some of those guys. I don't like being around them too much. Sometimes I have to be, but I just don't like to be. Amen. I like to see God-made people. I love being around God-made people. When God made them, God gave them. They've got this humbleness about them. Amen. They've got a humble heart. You know, they're just open to giving. They love to bless people. They love to give to people. They love giving Pentecostal handshakes. Y'all need to get used to that. Amen. Praise God. They love blessing pastors, ministers, other people, missionaries. They love just giving. Amen. God's blessed their business so much that they can give and just sow, and they're such a blessing. Amen. Man. It's all up to them. If they're going to prosper and increase in riches, it's all up to them. They did it their way. It's a dog-eat-dog system out there, church. I'm going to tell you that right now. Right? Wow. Listen, the blessing went on. Look at Genesis 14, 18 through 19. It didn't stop just with Noah. Look at this. Amen. Man, I'm trying to get somewhere. Y'all give me a few more minutes. I know it's beautiful out there, and all kinds of things are happening today, but God's good. Melchizedek, king of Salem, later called Jerusalem, brought out bread and wine, the covenant meal for their nourishment. He was the priest of God's Most High. Type and shadow of Jesus, actually, and he blessed him. And he did what? And he, next verse, guys. And he what? And he blessed him and said, blessed, favored with blessings, made blissful, joyful, be Abraham by God the Most High, possessor and maker of heaven and earth. God blessed Abraham and made Abraham a blessing. Amen. He blessed Abraham, and that blessing of Abraham caused us to be blessed who are in Jesus Christ. Amen. Out of his economy. Look at Galatians 3, 13, 14, and 29. Galatians 3, 13, 14, and 29. Look what he says. Amen. Hallelujah. Galatians 3, 13, 14, and 29. Christ purchased our freedom, redeeming us from the curse, doom of the law, and his condemnation by himself becoming a curse for us. For it is written in the scripture, cursed everyone who hangs on a tree is crucified. Next verse. To the end of that, through their receiving Christ Jesus, the blessing promised to Abraham might come upon who? The Gentiles, so that through faith might all receive the realization of the promise of the Holy Spirit. Verse 29. Amen. Is that what I said? Verse 29. And if you belong to Christ and are in him who's Abraham's seed, then you are Abraham's offspring and spiritual heirs according to what? The promise. So plainly, it tells Christians in every nation today that we are blessed through Jesus Christ because of the blessing, and the curse has been reversed. That's when you look at Malachi and you see that you're cursed if you don't pay a tithe. That curse has been reversed. But it says you are blessed, amen, and your barn shall be full, hallelujah, and overflowing by receiving that sowing and giving that seed. Praise God for that, amen. Come on, somebody. Man, I've got so much to go here, Jesus. I'm trying to get down through where I'm wanting to go. Woo! I want to just tell you over and over again, the blessing will operate for any Christian in any economic situation, anytime, in anywhere. We cooperate with the blessing. We don't fight against it. We let it flow through us. And God directs us by his Spirit. Amen. And he shows us exactly what to do, because we walk by faith, not by sight. But we believe in his economic system. 2 Corinthians 9:8. I just want to share this with you out of the Amplified. Will you look at this? Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 9:8. Amplified. And God is able. Everybody say, God is able. God is able. He is. To make all grace. Paul's talking about money here, by the way. Look up the context of this whole verse. To make all grace, every favor, and earthly blessing come to you. How? In abundance. Woo! In abundance. Hallelujah. Everybody say in abundance.
In abundance.
So that you may always and under all circumstances, no matter what the economy's saying. We've been going, riding this high economy, everybody's, yay! You know, when the bottom drops out, are you going to be going, yay? You should, because Jesus is your supplier.
Amen.
It's not the world economy, it's Christ's economy. Amen. The world has ways of doing things, and yes, it does get results. But I'd rather do it God's way and see the results and reap the benefits of having no sorrow with it. Some of the most miserable people in the world are millionaires. Miserable. Homes broken, kids a mess, grandkids a mess, lives broken, all kinds of perversion, all kinds of things happening, all for the love of money. We do not have the spirit of mammon here, church. No, amen. We have the spirit of the Lord. And the spirit of the Lord sets us free from the spirit of mammon. If you're afraid to give, you have a spirit of mammon. Because you worship that more than you do worshiping him. Never have a fear to give, no matter what your checkbook says. You trust God and you say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. I sow and I give. Thank you, Lord, because I know it's coming back to me. And it does. It does. It does come back to you. Man, Holly and I have gone through life. We've gone through seasons of life when we didn't have $2.50 to rub together. We'd go to church. It was a church with a pastor. Walk in, give our tithe on that Sunday morning and offering. Like, whoa, everything we had in our checkbook, give it. I can't tell you the number of times that God came back and gave it back to us. Every time. Every time. Every time. Never have a spirit of fear when it comes to giving. That is your seed, and that produces a harvest. That is your seed, and that produces a harvest. Never have a spirit of fear when it comes to giving. Amen? Come on, somebody. Turn to somebody and say, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Always and under all circumstances and whatever the need, be self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid. No aid. Come on, somebody. No welfare. No aid or support, and furnished in abundance for every good. That's more than enough. For every good work and charitable donation. That's grace. That's what grace does for us. Grace is always supplying. Amen. We just got to always be receiving. Stand this morning. Praise the Lord. Give God some praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo! God gives seed to the sower. God gives you seed. Don't eat your seed. Don't eat the seed. You know, there's seed for sowing. There's seed for planting. Don't eat the seed for sowing. Amen? Sow that seed and sow it in faith. And, you know, guys, when you're giving, speak over that seed. Thank you, Lord, for a good seed today. Thank you, Lord, for a good harvest today. Thank you, Lord, it's coming back to me, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, I plant it in good ground. Amen. And I know it's going to return unto me, God, 20, 40, 60, 100-fold. Amen. Thank you for it, Jesus. It's returning. Lift your hands this morning. Amen. Say, I am blessed. To be a blessing, I receive prosperity in my life, in every area, in my physical being, in my spiritual life, in my relationships, in my finances, in every area. I receive it today. It is mine. I walk in the blessing. I walk in the blessing, and I am a blessing. I sow freely. Knowing that God is in control of every situation I sow, and it's coming back to me. It's coming back to me. Good measure. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Give God some praise today. Hallelujah. God does not have a lazy mentality. What I'm talking about is not laziness. God doesn't mind you laboring. Hello? But it should be a sweatless laboring. You may start out as a working for a company that is digging ditches. Start believing if you're enjoying that, you're going to own the company. And then you can bless others. And you can pay your people that are digging the ditches more than any diggers around anywhere. That's hard to say. Y'all was speaking tongues with that one. Man. You got to start understanding that. God doesn't mind us laboring, but the labor should be enjoyable. Right? Amen. I want you to turn to five people this morning and say, boy, I got that today. Would you do that? Amen. I love you. You are loved this morning. Amen. Enjoy your summer day. Praise God. Hallelujah. You are blessed this morning. Praise God.